You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Current and former Syracuse University graduate students have formed a new tenant association in an effort to address what they say is a pattern of unsafe living conditions at dozens of properties operated by Syracuse Quality Living. Many of the students have been bounced from apartment to apartment, only to find conditions worse than before while paying sharply higher rent. Volandi Jean, Benice Simone Simmons, Susi Mawerakun, and Eli Gebler shared their experiences.
When I moved in, the apartment wasn't clean, the toilet wasn't working, the shower head fell off. My furniture just got delivered, and I had to assemble the furniture. I was without furniture for about 3-4 weeks, almost the whole month of January. I didn't have hot water for a couple days. Eventually, they came and fixed that.
Upon moving, it was filthy. I basically cleaned up mouse poop, like, throughout the entire apartment. There was mold. The furniture was horrible. Shortly after, we found that there was a mice infestation, and eventually I found mice poop in my bed and inside my pillows, and so that's when I refused to stay there.
Every single sink leaked, the bathroom, the kitchen sink, the structural problems and like the water damage and like the sewage coming up and like plumbing, electricity, things that will harm you.
Just expecting like safe conditions. Like, we just don't want holes in our buildings. Like,
or
like,
we're living with squirrels.
We're not asking for like solid granite countertops and like luxury appliances. Yeah.
That's what they're focused on.
We just want what the lease says we're entitled to as tenants. Like, we're not asking for anything extra.
Just safe living conditions, safe, clean housing. That's a human right.
The students say maintenance workers only made temporary, poor quality repairs and never got to the root of the problems. And that's only after repeated calls, emails, and texts. They say they're speaking up for future tenants, some of whom are international students and might fear retaliation. Syracuse Quality Living leasing manager Stephanie Brown was not available for comment, nor was the owner, Ravi Saluja. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.